All right, this is Life Spam. Give us 5 minutes of your life. We'll fill it with spam. So today being the day that we go to press, the day that I sit in front of the microphone, they buried Yogi Berra. He died the other week, and they finally buried him today. Now, if you don't know who Yogi Berra is or was, he was a famous baseball player and manager, primarily for his career with the New York Yankees. But he's also famous for being an inventor of quotes, if that makes sense. Inventor of quotes. Or maybe he should be remembered as a famous quotician. Don't even know if that's a word. If not, I've just invented it. Anyway, he was always saying things like, "It ain't over till it's over." Or, "You can observe a lot by just watching." Or, "If you see a fork in the road, take it." Those are just some of his infamous bon mots. Good words for those of you who don't know French. I don't know anything else about him. Back in England, we didn't have baseball. Well, the only yogi we had was Yogi Bear, who I think said equally pithy things. "I'm smarter than the average bear, boo-boo." Anyway, when I read or hear Yogi Berra quotes, I can't decide if he was an idiot, if he played the village idiot, or if when he just talked, he just said things that happened to sound idiotic. I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, what he said, well, all those phrases, they seem to reach that nexus of the bleeding obvious and infinite wisdom. And I mean that as a compliment. It ain't over till it's over. Yeah, it's bleeding obvious. But it is infinite wisdom. You can observe a lot by just watching. Yeah, it's the bleeding obvious. But it is infinite wisdom. One of his famous sayings was, "Always go to other people's funerals or else they won't come to yours." It's classic Yogi Berra. It sounds stupid, sounds duh, sounds inane. And yet, like so much of what he said, it's perfectly logical. If you bother to take a step beyond the homespun wisdom and charm and step into that nexus of the bleeding obvious and infinite wisdom. It is one of life's truisms. As you get older, funerals replace weddings as de facto church-going events. I'm not a regular church-goer myself, and I think that makes me a member of the majority. According to polling, or at least according to polling via the internet, only 30% of America attend church on a regular basis. So church is a special event place, like a steak restaurant or an Applebee's. Unlike weddings, where it is a celebration, about other people, of course, I've always suspected a sense of self-servingness, if that's a word, about going to funerals. Yeah, we go because it's out of respect for the dead. We go because it's out of respect for the survivors. But, and I'm going to be honest here, I don't think this is just me. I think at some level you go for yourself, out of duty, but also out of acknowledging one's own mortality. Reminding yourself and the man upstairs, and let's face it, we're all believers when it comes to carrying on living, that you're a good sort and you do not yet yourself require the fate that has befallen the funeral subject. You pay your respects because at some level you hope that it pays off your own tab. So, as I get older, as we all get older, I think we work hard to keep our slate in respectable condition. And of course, as we're getting older, there's plenty of opportunity. Because as you get older, you suddenly find that your life is more funerals than weddings. It's just part of getting older. It's funny, when I think about it, I haven't actually been to a wedding in a couple of years. And yet during that same time period, and remember, I'm of indeterminate middle age, I've probably been to about half a dozen funerals. So back to Mr. Berra. As is the case with all homespun wisdom, the genius is all where and how you decide to attribute it. God knows what he really meant when he said it. Sometimes you can't get away from the fact that he was probably just talking bollocks, plain and simple. So I'm not going to sit here and try and convince you that he was some sort of Albert Einstein. And neither is he the idiot savant that some will snicker at whenever someone says, "It ain't over till it's over." But on the funeral thing, he was clearly onto something. You should go to funerals for the dead, for the living, and because ultimately the act of it is for yourself, your own humanity, your own sense of mortality, your own sense of identity. Go to everyone else's funeral, surely, is one more way to remember that what goes around comes around. A couple of days after he died and before today, I was actually supposed to go to a funeral. Father of a friend of mine. I left my house dead on time, trying to save time because I didn't want to get to the funeral early and sit around. So I was cutting it super fine. And then in one of life's bitter ironies, I caught myself out when, on the interstate, I got stuck behind a four-car pileup which closed two of the three lanes. I never made it to the funeral. Shelve your jokes about being late for a funeral. But I'll tell you this. If there's one more thing than a funeral service to remind you of your mortality, it's looking at the sight of tangled wreckage and broken glass. That's it for this lifespan. I was trying to think of some Yogi Bearism to wrap it up. I don't know. That's the trouble with reading the paper. It always goes to the bottom. I have no idea.
Every summer, thousands of pleasure-seeking tourists head for the great outdoor playgrounds of America. And a favorite spot is this wonderland of nature called Jellystone National Park. But while these eager beaver motorists are trying to get into beautiful Jellystone Park, one rugged individualist is trying to get out.
I have had it, boo-boo. I'm gonna bust out of here.
How come, Yogi?
Every day it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears.
No, not that, Yogi.